Welcome to Vibrant Voices with Christine Vibrant and guests, offering stories that resonate with you, represent you, and offer you examples of nourishing, naturally healthy living. Vibrant Voices reshape reality, allow us to rethink our programming, and access our authentic awakening to the light and power within. You can be afraid and achieve anyway. That's how we did it. Vibrant Voices starts now.
Good morning, and welcome to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant. And this morning, I am welcoming you to a show that is transformational in both my voice, my life, the show, and I am hoping in your lives as well. In fact, we're opening the lines to two callers, but that's a little later in the show, in about 30 minutes, for you to also experience a little bit of Sing Method. That's S-I-N-G method, which is exactly how I have approached overcoming obstacles in my life, having my voice heard after decades of being invalidated, of feeling stuck, of feeling as if it didn't matter, feeling as if there was no need for me to speak up because nobody was listening anymore anyway. And so if this isn't resonating with you, if you are feeling tightness in your body for any particular reason, please remember that your vibrant voice is the key to accessing all of your dreams, because your dreams are just the beginning. And we're going to dive into this in the show. This and more with the Sing Method and Christine Vibrant. And as we dive into this, I do want to warn that I will be talking about triggers as we go into this, because we're going to be talking about transformation. And we say it and we hear it all the time, growing pains. As we're growing up in our young bodies, as things are changing, I certainly remember stages of awkwardness, of stumbling, of waking up one morning and nothing fit anymore. And it was quite an awkward sensation. My shoes didn't fit. I was trying to put feet into shoes that were just not right. And it was a little painful. And maybe this is bringing up memories for you. Putting on clothing that just wasn't right. And if you grew up like I did in a school system that had uniforms, that was a bit of a dilemma. You couldn't just switch out to something else. And so you had to go to school for a day or two, maybe longer, in clothing that wasn't right. And that's a really great place to start from. Because if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling uncomfortable where you are, maybe it's because you've grown past this present state and environment. Could it be as simple as that? Absolutely. It absolutely could. In our lives, we can feel as if it's a roller coaster and that there are highs and lows. And that's certainly true if you're doing things unconsciously and letting life take you for a ride. But the point of life is for you to experience it as you are in this form with everything that you've been gifted at birth. And some of what we're gifted, as we know from our own experiences, aren't always wanted gifts. And so we can return, and you can do the same thing. In your life, as you're navigating highs and lows, there will be a moment when you become tired of it and you don't want to do these anymore. And you've heard so many wise people, so many voices saying the same things over and over again. Sit with it. Be present. Hydrate. Why are these things important? Because when you sit with something, you're disrupting a cycle. Sitting in silence and stillness takes practice. I'm going to give you something to smile about. When I started the journey with the Transformation Network, my shows were all over. My face was like this. I could barely face you. I could barely sit still long enough to face the camera full on and speak to you as if you were in front of me, because I was still wearing a mask. The truth is, the simple truth is that I was wearing masks for too long, because I was unheard and unseen the way that I was in that present moment. And that started a very long time ago. And so it's a very old and ingrained habit. And it cannot be thought away. It can only be navigated out of my body, moved around. And if this sounds a little bit too off the beaten path, and maybe it doesn't, and I'm glad it doesn't for you, I do suggest that you go reading. Go read books by people who have navigated their own transformation. I'm talking about Dr. Brian Weiss. I'm talking about Dr. Bessel van der Kolk's book, The Body Keeps the Score. And there are so many more that you can navigate. And everybody is telling a fundamental truth, that it begins with your choice to heal. And it can be different to everybody. And if you don't know what that looks like for you, sit with it in stillness. Because here's the magic of the transformation. You get to face every version of you that has not healed and has not given themselves this moment to be still and to know that the opposite of what you're experiencing is possible. How do we know this? How can I say this with surety? It's a very simple matter. How we see is upside down. Our brains flip it around. It takes an extra step to get out of the spiral you're in. On my social media, Christine Vibrant, on TikTok, on Facebook, and on Instagram, you can find some of my videos talking about pain cycles and pain spirals. And I do mention, and it's important to note, that a physical pain cycle and an emotional pain cycle, or a physical pain spike and an emotional pain spike, are registered the same in your brain. The brain does not differentiate between the two, and they're finding this in functional MRIs. Please go and research this. Find the peer-reviewed research. It's quite fascinating how the brain responds to pain and what it signals to us. Because if you're in chronic pain, whether it's physical or emotional, it's important to disrupt that cycle. Just as we have equipment that we plug into a wall, and when things start sparking, we don't watch it burn. To the best of our abilities, we disrupt the cycle, and it's the same for us. Now, it's important that when you're stepping into this simple action of disrupting, that you get curious about what's going on and you step into your instinct. What do you need? It's important to know, and it's fun to know. This is the fun part. What did we do as children to disrupt cycles? What did we do as kids? Go and look at their temper tantrums. They're essentially releasing energy. They're stamping their feet and they're shaking their fists. Perhaps you could try this if you're physically able. If you're mentally having a tough time, well, scream into your pillow. Take it to the shower and cry in warm water so you're soothed. Write it in the journal where no one has to see it. There are ways to release your energy. Get curious about your instincts. You'll find that you already know what to do. And then nourish yourself. Nourish yourself by understanding that the ways that you have been, that have been getting in the way of you being everything you desire, are just habits that are passed down. And the voice in your head that's calling you all kinds of names is a big fat liar. And that was given to you by somebody else. And somebody else gave it to them. And so on and so forth. And it's up to you to disrupt that cycle. You don't have to change anything. You can just say, shh, enough. And if it's loud, take it to the mirror. And I want you to say, in your own words, but this is what I say, how dare you? How dare you speak to me in that way? I am masterfully and beautifully and perfectly made. I am here with purpose and peace and passion and playfulness. How dare you bring pain? You're not welcome here. It's time that you leave. Over and over until you believe it. Because that's your boundary setting. That's your grounding. That's going to give you the ability as a daily practice to step into who you truly are, which is a lifelong journey. I call it a lifelong love affair. After all, who's the one you're spending the rest of your life with? It's you. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that after the break as I share one of my very interesting moments going through transformation, the journey with the network to this moment of stillness, the journey with writing my book with Jennifer Grace, who was one of my guests in a previous episode on Waking Hope, and my journey with my business as we're rebranding, finding a logo, and I'm letting go of doing everything myself and instead letting others gift me theirs. And I'm in receiving. And I hope that you're receiving this message in some form. Head over to Christine Vibrant. We do have a giveaway. And there is quite a cute little video across my social media right now about something in the sky. Tune into Vibrant Voices. Go ahead. Like and share. Follow. Share my profile. I want more people to know the truth of how easy the Sing method can be used to complete the transformation in your life and create the life of the dreams, with the dream being the first step into everything you never knew you always wanted, which is a cliche, but I'm going to tell you a little bit of why I'm giving you the story and why I'm sharing the story with you after the break. Because the fact is, those who carry the most amount of pain and the darkness with them can help you navigate the darkness within yourself. If you're ready, it can be day one. Trigger warning, I'm going to be talking about a lot of painful things after the break. So if you're not ready, head over to the social medias and have some fun. If you are, stay tuned to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant, and we'll be right back after this break. Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
You're driven. And it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune in to The Unlimited Mindset, how to have more success, time, freedom, and peace of mind every first and third Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Your host, Camilla Kahlberg, helps you create a great life in an easier way.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
What does it feel like to be tangled up in knots? Find out how to get untangled on the hit show Untangled and Free with Joan on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have knots and tangles, knots in your finances, your relationships, your beliefs. Which one do you want to pick up today and untangle? As Joan guides you on a pathway of freedom to live an untangled life of peace, love, joy, abundance, and more. Visit mindfulnesswithjoan.com and get untangled today.
And welcome back to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant, on Transformation Talk Radio, the Transformation Network. at quite an interesting episode. We're talking about creating different things, new things, creating a different version of yourself, tapping into everything that you could be. And I'm going to preface Waking Hope just here for a second, because I do want to honor that journey. At the beginning of this journey, the show was called Waking Hope with your host, Christine Vibrant. And it was Waking My Own Hope. At the first part of the segment, I talked about being able to, unable to sit still, and my show was all over. And it's quite cute. I do suggest you go back and take a look. It has been a transformation experience being on the Transformation Network, showing up for each show, getting over all of the self-sabotage in the way, all of the versions of me who didn't do a podcast, all of the versions of me who didn't honor my voice, who were getting in the way. And they showed up. They will show up. Fair warning, when you start stepping into the better empowered version of yourself. See, there we go. Better me empowered living. Yes. Got to use your sing method. We've got to start singing more. Let's keep it simple. Let's break it down. Transformation is going to transform. It's growth. It's changing. We talked about fitting into clothing and shoes that didn't fit us during a growth spurt in the first part of the show. That's painful. What does that mean? You have to let it go. You've got to shed a part of yourself. It's sentimental. You've held on to it. It can be grieving. It can feel like grief. It can feel like loss. And that's a part of learning of who you are. That's a part of understanding that some other voices in your head, as we spoke about before, the judgment, not yours, but some of the voices are. That's your ego. It's from your past. I talked about stepping into something quite incredible, stepping into believing that you can step in, your transformation is possible. The Body Keeps the Score, Dr. Bessa van der Kolk. I challenge you to go and look up Dr. Brian Weiss and his own transformative journey. It is absolutely incredible what can happen to you and for you and those around you and your community and the world when you understand that the simple solution, just like Occam's Razor says, is the best. What are the simple solutions? Well, they're the ones that have been there all the way through, the ones everyone is saying over and over again, the self-help books where you see the same thing over and over again. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Mindfulness, be still. What is being still? When I talk about meditation in a place where there's a lot of spirituality, here, RGV at the Brownsville, we're at the border. The border voices get lost in your geopolitical landscape, by the way. I wish you would turn down your dial of disappointment and start understanding how vibrant the voices are here at the border. They can tell you about life and how to navigate difficulties in your life with joy. So much more than the doom and gloom out there can. But that's for another episode. What I want you to understand, the simple solution is the best. Tapping into your voice, giving your voice permission to sing, to keep it simple, to look at all the self-help books telling you what to do. Mindfulness, being still. It's in the Bible. Be still and know I am God. I am God. You are God. God is within us, the Holy Spirit. This is through so many faiths. And I don't say religion, I say faith, because faith is always the answer, whatever the question. And that's something that you also will be wrestling with. And as I mentioned to the producer during the break, this is something that comes up over and over in my coaching, over and over with clients, over and over with the customers who step into using the products that I use, which are kind of peeking here in the corner. Head over to my website, beingbetterme.com. The products I choose are intentional. I know all of my makers. I keep it simple. I place an order and I contact them and I tell them where the products are coming, who it's going to be serving, and why I've chosen it. And the relationships I've built with the makers of my products strengthen my ability to share them and the lives of the people who trust me and trust my intuition, find that their lives are nourished. And we give back, by the way, to One Tree Planted. Go and take a look. One Tree Planted. $1 plants a tree. In most places, $3 in Australia. That's a topic for another day. Keeping it simple is the hardest thing you're going to do for yourself. How do I know this? One of my challenges is to look you square in the face right now, to look in the camera and to speak with you with love in my heart, sharing with you what I would have shared with my children had I been blessed with them, but I wasn't listened to. And so I lost the ability to have my own children, not for lack of speaking up, but because the people I was speaking to were not validating me. And that does not have to be your journey. There are changes in place and there are people to meet you because they have not let their voices be silenced. And we are at a moment in time in our world where we are facing old patterns re-emerging with violence. And how do we approach that? We're not going to struggle anymore. Stop struggling. Christine, I'm struggling with. I hear it so often. I'm struggling with. So stop struggling. Stop fighting it. Stop giving it your energy. Disrupt that pain cycle. Because the entire world is going through an enormous pain cycle right now. And you cannot give more energy to it in the hopes of stopping it. Einstein said it best, approaching a problem with the same ideas and thought patterns that caused it is just going to cause more mess. And I'm paraphrasing tremendously. Tesla said everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. And those of us who have navigated endometriosis and multiple surgeries and isolation have been the islands that you experienced during COVID. And I do not mean to trigger and traumatize you, so I'm going to give you trigger warnings here. We're going to be talking about hysterectomy and life and the possibilities of creating the impossible. So if this is too much, please sign off. Head over to the websites, head over to the social media, go and have some fun, go and journal the truth about why I'm triggered, the truth about how I'm triggered, and go and take that somewhere. Go scream into your pillow, go and cry. Crying is beautiful. I have a beautiful reel about that. What to do when you're crying, because it's a cleansing method, and that's it. It's a beautiful way of releasing things that are stuck for too long in your body, in your mind, in your psyche. And take a spiritual approach to it. Just bring love with you everywhere. The key is love. Love for yourself first. Because learning how you love is absolutely beautiful. And now that we're safe, I want you to understand that I was not able to have my own children. They took so much from me. And they did not eradicate the disease within me. Despite my best efforts, despite decades of doing everything they told me. But I am creating life after hysterectomy, and so can you. And there are ways to take the hardest burden within yourself and turn it not only into purpose, but peace and playfulness and so much more. Prosperity. I mean, let's go into the good P words here. And I say P because I want you to get into parasympathetic. We're going to stop struggling. We're going to stop the sympathetic, the fight, the flight, the freeze, the fawn, my people pleasers, the flocking. Let's stand up and stand strong. I grew up with the saying, the tallest trees catch the most wind, but in Afrikaans, die hoogste bome vang die meeste wind. And yes, they do. But if you understand that the roots of the tree mirror the branches above, the tallest trees ground the deepest within this earth and get to experience all of the life beneath the surface that nourishes the food we put into our belly, nourishes the ingredients we slather our skin and our hair with. I'm coming to you absolutely filter-free, no makeup on today, nothing. Filter-free, because I want you to understand the authenticity of everything that you are opens up your dreams. And in meditation, you can see so much of your life. Jennifer Grace, in one of our episodes of Waking Hope, gifted you a meditation journey to your future self. It's available to all of you. Go find the episode, find the giveaway. That's jennifergrace.com. And she has so many beautiful messages for you. If you're ready to meet your future self, and this is a way to step into your intuition if you're not familiar with it. And I want you to understand that stepping into intuition is like a plateau. So imagine you're hiking and you've been climbing that mountain and that backpack is heavy and you've been carrying a heavy weight and your shoes are getting tight and itchy and sweaty and you're thirsty and you cannot see an end in sight. And then you hit a plateau and you're getting frustrated. What would be the simplest thing to do? The most instinctive and nourishing thing, grounding thing to do. It's dropping your bag, sitting down, taking a drink of water, hydrating yourself because you're mostly water. You might even want to take off your shoes and just take a look at how far you have come, how much you've been carrying, and perhaps a clearer version or vision of the path ahead. Even just the first few steps is fine. But take this moment to see and to go, what am I carrying that I don't need to be? What am I not giving myself that I do need? And how can I approach the rest of this with a better perspective? Because look at what's in front of me, how much beauty I'm missing because I'm so focused on the path instead of enjoying the experience. This is a game changer for me. I've gone from silence and being unable to speak to climbing a stage and not dying to coming on a world and global platform to speak to you and to show you my true self. And my hands are shaking. You can see. I'm keeping it real. My program, one of my favorite, is called Afraid and Achieving It Anyway Adventure. As you heard, we're afraid and achieving anyway. Bad Habits to Healthy Boundaries Bootcamp and Chaos into Consciousness Challenge. Using the Singh method, it has transformed my life and the life of those around me who love me. Because faith is the answer. Sometimes doing things the opposite way is the way to do it. And we're going to open up lines to callers after this. If anyone is feeling stuck, I'm going to give you that number after the break. Before the break, head on over to social media as Christine Vibrant. You can look up beingbetterme.com as well. Shoot me an email, christine@beingbetterme.com, if you're curious. And stay tuned to Vibrant Voices. We'll be back right after this break. Thank you so much for being here with us. Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at knudsenspeaks.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.sharonmartinmd.com.
Do you feel stuck in a system that seems broken? Are you longing to have meaning in your life? Tune in to Banking on Burlesque, the propelling point of change with me, Lana Montrese, every fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Navigate into a world of sparkle, wonder, and a lifetime of magical change as you discover a way to heal that you never thought possible. For more information, visit lanamontrese.com. That's lanamontrese.com.
And welcome back to Vibrant Voices with your host, Christine Vibrant, on Transformation Talk Radio, as we are diving in to affecting change in your life, affecting habit change, being afraid and doing it anyway. And we'll be opening the lines for two callers who would like to navigate change, overcome their obstacles. The number is 1-800 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be talking about an obstacle, a pain point, somewhere that you're feeling stuck. We'll use the same method. I'll be asking you some questions. But I wanted to dive into, again, offering a trigger warning. Some of what I'm talking about today is creating life after hysterectomy, taking things very simply, being intuitive. And this could be triggering for some people. So if this is too much, please head on over to the social medias, Christine Vibrant, for some fun, Being Better Me, LLC. If you are curious about how the Sing method could help you navigate an obstacle that seems to keep keeping you stuck, or if you've had something that's been on your mind that you've been invalidated or unheard for, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. And if you're feeling shy, that's okay. I'm going to share a little bit about my journey with you and why the Sing method is such a very beautiful way of approaching life. We used to sing people into life. We used to sing during birth. This used to be the way that we were, and I've seen it in meditation. Again, Dr. Brian Weiss really opened up why meditation is a beautiful way of understanding all of who you are. But more simple than that, you can create life no matter what has happened to you. I'm creating life after hysterectomy. It was taken, so much was taken from me without my permission because I didn't understand the fullness of it. Neither did the people who were trying to help me. How do you tap into your instinct if you're not sure? How do you tap into your intuition if simple is hard for you? Take it outside. Take it to the earth. Take it to her. Take it to where you come from. Take it to the root of all of who you are on this planet. Go and give it to the mother. Most of us carry a deep mother wound. And that is on many levels. And that's for your therapist and your psychologist to explore with you, not your coach ever. That's your therapist and your psychologist. Working in coaching and habit change can reveal wounds that need healing. And you cannot heal what you don't reveal. But you do need to work with professionals who can guide you through that transformative experience as well. But taking it to the earth and go and putting your bare feet on the ground every day and offering her a hug is a beautiful way of healing not only this planet, and a simple way of healing not only this planet, but yourself. And I'm going to tell you why this matters. When we're grounding, go and look up that as well, grounding.com, earthing, the earthing movement. There's so many beautiful stories. We're getting in touch with where we come from. Our feet are connected to the pelvic floor. And for many people, this is a source of pain. If you're not sure if your pelvic floor is tight or not, look at your feet. Look at the behaviors. Are they curled in? Do they stand flat with confidence? Are you engaging your big toe? I wasn't. My endometriosis journey has taught me so much about the strength of the body that I was not tapping into because I was not keeping it simple. I was doing everything that everybody wanted except listening to myself, and I knew all along what I needed. And so do my clients. Anyone who works with coaching will know that the client always has the answer. The coach is simply there to pick it out of you, to show you that you know, and to find help you find a path ahead. That's the grounding. That's the guiding. You know, the simplest solution is within you, the first basic step. How can you connect with yourself if you are so disconnected from what made you? And if mother wound is triggering, and if creating life is triggering, take it to the one who created all of who you are, where you've come from. And if this is triggering, remember, we say ashes to ashes, dust to dust. All through the journey of humanity, we have taken the body back into the earth. This world does not waste anything. You are not a waste. Nothing you have experienced is a waste unless you keep reacting to it. So respond instead. Respond. In my darkest moments, I'm looking out the window for inspiration. There's beautiful trees outside. In my darkest moments in my journey, when I have dived and looked into the abyss of everything that tried to harm and keep me down and silence my voice. And it did for 5 years. I was silent. I was bullied. I was so much trauma from the age of 10 to 15. That I didn't speak. I couldn't speak. I could barely say my name, not even to my family. And then my mother died on my 15th birthday. And I had my oh heck, what now moment. And so I decided to do the scariest thing possible. What is the opposite of being silent? What is the opposite of staying silent? Living vibrantly, using your voice, stepping out, climbing that stair, And I felt like I would die. I'm not going to lie. It felt like death. It's so scary to take the energy that has spiraled you into such chaos and to look at it and to say enough and to not fight it anymore and to step back. And I'm not this person anymore. It takes so much. It's going to take practice. Over and over and over. And again, I said, in every journey, you're going to face yourself. The version of who you were, that is not this one. And if you're going to struggle, well, you're just diving right back into that energy spiral. Take it to the tree outside. Put your hands on that tree. Ground yourself. And feel the energy just tap out of you into this earth. Take all of the pain that you're feeling and take it outside. Have you ever noticed that just as you have spirals and whirls and loops on your fingers, so do your toes? Your feet are quite a mirror of your hands. It's very interesting. Take it to the ground outside. Stand, if you can, in a safe spot for 10 minutes a day. I'd push it to 18. Give yourself 18 minutes of grounding every day, just being, just breathing. And as a bonus level, bring your breath down below and down. And if you're feeling tension, well, those are restrictions and adhesions. And anybody who's had repeated surgery, where my endometriosis warrior is at, we know about adhesions and restrictions. Use your voice and vibrate and bring it down and down and up and up and down. Literally sing your way better. You need to bring vibration into your body because you cannot always have an internal massage, except when you use your voice. Bring it and sing it and sing it into the places of tension and tightness. Bring it and sing it. Sing your power anthems. Take it outside if you want to. Take it to the shower if you don't. The simplest solution is the best. Water reduces our cortisol levels. The simplest solution is the best. Hydrate. It relieves anxiety. Every single client that I've worked with, that we stick with the hydration, energy is reduced. As energy is increased, anxiety is reduced. Excuse me. See, I'm so in the moment. And you can make a mistake. Please don't strive for perfection. You'll get there when you're dead and you're back with spirit. You'll be perfect there. Strive for experience. Strive for something that is new. Strive for that discomfort zone. Strive for something that's different, because remember, in letting go of the shoe and the outfit that didn't fit, what did you get a chance to do? You got a chance for some retail therapy. And if that's triggering for you like it is for me, well, maybe you're going to start a business that is going to be nourishing that part of you, where you will be finding products for your daily life that are 100% of the opposite, or 180, I should say, of what you had before, that are not 90% filler and are not wasting your money and are not specifically targeted for your particular pain point, but just clean and pure and nourishing and for all ages and all stages and all genders. And find your brave. You're going to find it when your body is not navigating and struggling with toxins in your products. You're going to find it when your body is not navigating and struggling with stuck lymph and anxiety in your body, because the hydration is going to help you flush that out. You know how I know this? And we're just going to skip this next break. You know how I know this? Remember, 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question, if you want to work through something. When you have endometriosis, you get to navigate it through a multidisciplinary approach, one of which is the gold standard excision surgery. And sometimes you've got to cut out the healthy tissue to get the nasty. Prime example, again, going outside. Look around at the lawn around you. Look at the yard around you. How many weeds are there out there? Why are those weeds there? Because we're just mowing right over them. We're not digging down in and removing that weed. And not everything is a weed, but some things are. Some things are invasive for the environment you're trying to create. And sometimes the best way to do it is to remove something that's healthy around it. But you've got to give back something nourishing so that what hurt you before doesn't have any chance to root back. You can't do that on your own because you didn't create everything within you. Just as we're finding in endometriosis that it goes back generations, and just as they're finding in the book, Beating Endo, go and take a look, Beating Endo, E-N-D-O, that it is possible to eradicate this disease within the generation, three generations. When you have therapeutic massage, your masseuse should be telling you to hydrate a lot after, and that this work will be navigating in your body for 3 days. When you have acupuncture, the same thing, drink a lot of water after. The work that was done will continue in your body for 3 days. We have a beautiful ritual of cleansing the body 3 days before the new moon. Three is a magic number. So what if in 3 months your life could be different? Because it can. What if in three generations what's harming you can be eradicated? Because it can. What if in three generations we no longer have grandparents who know war? What if you could come back to a world that nourishes you and grounds you and does not put you in fight, flight, freeze, pause, fawn, flock, and does not expect you to keep paying for the past that is not yours, but instead nourishes you and gives you grounding and love? I know this is possible. I know that we're on the way. And I'm going to share something deeply personal with you. It's a meditation that came to me, or a story, a vision that came to me in meditation. Again, I'm writing a book, aspiring author, and I'm meeting every version of me that didn't write the book. And there are a lot of her. There are a lot of Christine's coming up. And if you're not sure of who you are, that experience can feel like you're falling apart. And that's a tough place to be. When you feel as if you're falling apart and nothing makes sense and everything is going wrong, it can feel dark and lonely. And that's that abyss. When you look into the abyss and the abyss looks back, and thank you, Sir Terry Pratchett, for that. What comes up? Is it fear? Because what's looking back is you. Is it excitement? Because what's looking back is you. I used to be afraid of the abyss. Now I embrace it because it has so much to teach me. The dark is not scary anymore because it never has been. That's where the seeds are planted, in the dark, in the dirt, down deep in secret, where it's safe. I've been building my business over time. I've been creating the life that I wanted. I've been bringing products in that I deserved. And it's not only nourished me, I've had the absolute privilege of seeing women who are in generational trauma here at the border with Mexico, which is a hot topic right now. I have been gifted their stories because they've trusted my products and seen visibly the difference from strands and balls of hair falling out with each wash to a few strands, simply because of clean, nourishing products, the makers of whom I have a great relationship with. That energy comes through. They're washing their faces and their youthfulness and their glow. I go to this one area and every woman that works there, I just open the door and it's a glowing experience because everybody's happy and they're literally glowing because of MS skincare products. Thank you, Anit, for your journey. Thank you for this availability to my tiny, teeny, tiny store. And my baby is in her second year. My business is a dream I never thought possible. I'm South African in my second foreign country, and I own a business. I was silent for 5 years, and here I am speaking to you. I did die. I had a near-death experience. I almost lost my life multiple times because of the surgeries and endless surgeries I went through. And here I am thriving and growing healthier and better each day. And in my meditation, with my future self in the writing of the book, I was asking for guidance. And I got to meet my future self at the end of my life journey in this body. And I got to witness a conscious leaving of the body. And I got to feel the energy of being alive and dying at the same time. And it was so joyful. There was nothing to fear. There was absolutely nothing to fear. It was indeed a joyful release, like taking off those shoes that were too tight. This experience is done. And in that energy, I asked for a release from the pain of the root cause. And I went into my birth, where I was born with the umbilical cord around my neck. And I was born dead in an emergency C-section. And I could feel my fear and my mother's fear. And I got to go back to that moment of my existence because my spirit helped me. And I got to heal that baby girl and say, look at this life. This is what I've done so far. And look at what is ahead of us. Old and withered and smiling bright eyes as she's touching my cheek as she departs, taking her beautiful love to my baby self and saying, you can let go. There is nothing to fear. There is absolutely nothing to fear. You are always loved and you are always protected. And the simplest solution lies within you. Take it outside and heal this earth. Give her all the love that you want in your life. Tell her she is loved. Tell her she is desired and she's needed. Sing to her and sing your love for this planet. And that's how we heal her. If you can't do that, take it to the mirror and sing it to yourself. Keep it simple. Keep it intuitive. Keep it nourishing. Give back. Ground yourself. Because what you're gaining is never just for you. What you're gaining is for the people around you that you love. You can think of that. Think of how important and beautiful your love is. Love is such a beautiful gift. And if you don't know what it feels like, let's do this little exercise together before we finish. Connect with yourself, hand on heart, other hand on belly. This is your creation center. This is your power center. And bring into mind somebody that you love, somebody that brings you joy, that's just so easy to be around. And how wonderful it is to be in their presence. And I want you to think of ways that you've shared your love language, whether it's gifts, whether it's food, cooking, maybe holding space. Maybe you've taken them to a place. Maybe you're sharing parts of you. I want you to feel that moment of you sharing with them. And I want you to see their faces. I want you to hold their faces and what they give. It's probably a hug, some kind of thank you. When you've given them a gift, you know they want. You know something because you paid attention. And it mightn't be something small. I was able to give a friend a box of M&Ms because it was her favorite candy yesterday. And the smile on her face, she lit up from the inside out and everything about her body relaxed. And as I'm holding her in my heart space right now, I'm getting to get the feeling of what it is to be loved by me. Get a feeling of what it is to be loved by you. And think of how beautiful it is when you grow that within yourself in the simplest way possible. Who benefits around you? Someone you just held in your heart. Think of who benefits in your community. When you raise the quality of life for people with endometriosis, the quality of life of the community will be raised. Think of how it affects our collective. When it's no longer hard, life isn't hard. Life is easy. We make it hard when the versions of ourselves get in the way and we refuse to stop struggling and to be still. And I want you just to take one challenge into your week. Give back to yourself first, and then find a way to give back to others. And it can be something as simple as waking up with a smile, taking a breath. Thank you for another chance today. And taking that smile into your first interaction there, no matter what it is. Like, it's going to be a challenge. Can you try that for a week? That is the simplest way that you can give yourself love and someone out there. Try it for a week and see how hard simple can be until you choose to make it easy. Simple, instinctive, nourishing, and giving back, grounding and loving. And this is how you begin your Being Better Me journey. This is how you tap into your vibrant voice. This is how you let go of everything that kept you stuck. This is how you find your tribe. This is how you shed that uncomfortable shoe. You take off that uncomfortable garment and you step into the freeing self, that absolute bliss of doing nothing, the bliss of being. I really hope that this has resonated with you today. I hope that you understand you can take your trauma and turn it into triumph. You don't always have to step into purpose. Being at peace is where you should start, and getting playful. Get playful with everything. Have some fun with your transformation. Choose to be the butterfly, because that's where you're headed. Know it's available to you. And I look forward to hearing from you. Again, check out Christine Vibrant on your social media. And stay tuned. There's something very big coming up. We've got big changes coming up in a few days for Being Better Me. My baby, the life I've created after hysterectomy, is celebrating an absolutely momentous occasion. There's going to be a lot of singing going on. I'm going to be going to a writer's retreat, spending time in a dream state with Jennifer Grace, giving back, nourishing, getting instinctive, writing the book, spending time with all of myself. You can do this too. Stop making it hard. Stop struggling. Keep it simple. Keep it smart. Get inquisitive. Get inquisitive about your instinct. Get curious about it. Curiosity, you know, curiosity kill the cats. What keeps us quiet, isn't it? Step into all of the possibility of who you are, but take it one step at a time. It's not a 90-minute movie. It's not a great idea. Let's get there. Sing it. Get your power anthem. Make it fun. Make it nourishing. And stay tuned. I can't reiterate this enough. I'm so excited for what's coming up. Head on over to the social media again. If you're curious, the giveaway, by the way, is a 90-minute intensive session, Sing Method. If you've been too shy to hop on here, go hop on the social medias. I'm going to be choosing a winner for a 90-minute intensive for the Sing Method. And let's see how we can transform the obstacle. Let's see how we can find out what it is you're struggling with. Let's see how we can validate and take what has been unheard in your life and give it voice. Make a joyful noise, after all. Bring that voice into action. Vibrant voices do change the world. We've heard violent voices enough, and the violent voices are trying to change the world again. And the only way to stop them is to dial up yours, your vibrancy. We're going to have to overpower them, but we can't tap into their frequency. We've got to elevate it and tap into yours and your vibrancy. How do you know what your vibrancy is? Go step outside. Go find out. Go get curious about nature. Go see what's out there. Remember, don't just whack at what you're wanting to remove. Got to go dig. You've got to go and take a look. Make sure you're in good company. And if dark things are coming up, make sure you have a guide who knows. Connect with someone who knows. Tap into those channels that love you and that love you, that are incurious about you, that are giving you what you want. I have a couple of favorites on my social medias, so can you. And remember, grounding is important. You can ground within yourself. Mindfulness, meditation, write it down, scream therapy. Take it to the shower. There are so many nourishing steps. But first and foremost, remember to hydrate. I always iterate it again and again. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Help to flush out the sad. Help to give your face tears to release and to cry. Help all of that stuck to move out of your body. Remember the rule of 3 days. And just keep believing that faith is going to carry you through. This is Christine Vibrant offering you love, offering you hope, offering you a voice and steps towards your voice. You can be afraid and achieve anyway. And it is absolutely an adventure. Make a choice. Take the first step and be consistent with it. That's the secret. I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you for tuning into Vibrant Voices. This is Christine Vibrant wishing you love, light, laughter, happiness, and a freaking amazing weekend. Take care and see you next time. Bye.
As this hour of Vibrant Voices comes to a close, we hope you found representation in shared experiences. Authentic expression can feel scary. Trusting your vibrant voice, having an example that resonates with you, exits excuses. We know you are capable of achieving your goals. You can nourish naturally healthy living, and your voice and story matters. Using your vibrant voice will show you the way. Until next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.